against the sword, and you will join me. Choose the ball, and you join your mother in death. You don't understand my words, but you must choose.
Check 1, 2, goddammit, the Fat Mac, the almighty 3XL, goddammit, the triple XL, coming at y'all live and direct from MacCity.com. The Mac City Limits, ChronicCastBlogspot.com, with my nigga Taylor Made, Hood Box Office with that nigga Young Dope, man. Doing it, man. Doing it for the 09. 09 is mine, man. Well, today's gonna be one of them shows, man. I haven't done a show like this in a while where I just speak on the females, man. You know, I don't feel like typing my shit out, cause I just been swamped with all kind of action with broads and shit, man. So, I don't really feel like typing, man. I'm just go ahead and hit y'all with this shit in you know, audio format, and then let that be it, man. There's no way I'm gonna be able to type all this shit out, man. So I'm gonna give y'all a brief synopsis of this shit. On the audio, on the audio tip, man. Shit, I'm getting gray hairs fucking with these bitches, man. I'm definitely slowing down. I'm definitely getting too old for this shit. But anyway, let me start with the first broad, man. The first chick, you know, female that I introduced y'all to, named Crystal. Her name forever shall be changed. It is now Wild Child. Cause she is just that. The broad is off the fucking hinges, man. She is a nutbag. She is crazy, man, for real. And I haven't really told y'all about what's been going on with me and her as far as video shit. Well, I did get some video of her, because remember the whole spiel about her was she just wanted to be a mainstream model. She didn't want to do no freaky dicky on video. But you know, the Fat Mac is, he's the Fat Mac, nigga. And I got me some video. I got the fucky sucky, all that, you know what I mean? So put a fork in her, nigga, she's done. I got that, but she cool people. And for a little bit I was trying to have a little fling with her, you know, cause she was so young and tasty, you know what I mean? But she's just too goddamn wild, man. She's ADD, hyperactive, and all kinds of shit. I mean, I can't take her nowhere in public cause she's just moving 100 miles an hour, can't sit still, you know, feeling on her tits and shit. And just, she was practically molesting herself when I took her to the Chinese joint about a couple weeks ago, man. She was like feeling on her tits and licking her tongue at me and shit. And I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, hey, we got like young kids and old folks, you know what I mean, sitting right next to us and shit. You know, you want to behave, nigga? What the fuck is wrong with you? You losing your mind. She just can't sit still, man. Can't sit still. She smoked weed all motherfucking day. She can't remember shit, you know? So I gotta text her shit. I can't just have a phone conversation with her. I gotta text her the shit, because later on in the day, she gonna claim that I didn't tell her such and such. And I just gotta be able to prove it to her. I'm like, yes, I did tell you to be at such and such time. Here is the text message, and here's your response to said text, bitch. God damn it, you didn't say that. It's in text right here. Can't remember a motherfucking thing, man. Took her ass to the grocery store the other day, man. She running around, I mean literally running around the grocery store, skipping and shit. And she is running in between the aisles, you know, the checkout counters with the cashiers and shit. But we there third shift, and I'm buying some food, and she wanted to buy some body wash, lotion, or whatever. We get up there to the checkout counter, and she's like running between all of the checkout counters, pushing the buttons on the cash registers. I'm like, bitch, what are you doing? She's off the hook, man. I'm like, hey, nigga, you gonna get in trouble, man. I like, stop, quit, keep your fucking hands to yourself. Put that, I mean, every 5 minutes, I'm telling her, hey, put that down. Don't touch that. Quit it. You know what I mean? Like, she's 8 years old, man. She cannot goddamn stand still. She can't keep her hands to herself. She got to be poking on something, twisting something, smacking something. It's just my nerves. My nerves can't take it, nigga. Yeah, so Crystal, a.k.a. the Wild Child, man, y'all need to stick around for this. Man, she's off the hinges, man. Off the motherfucking hinges. So that's what's up. She has done video. She has done... you know, the fuck you sucky, man. She done the whole gambit, you know what I mean? So we can rest easy, we can rest assured the Fat Mac has worked his magic and done the do, you feel me? Okay, now next broad on the agenda, we gonna go to that boss bitch, that crazy bitch, that spoiled ass bitch, LaDonna. What can I say about my girl LaDonna? Oh my god, man. Well, we just recently fell out again, and it was on some old simple shit, man. We went on like a little, you know, we don't really go on dates. We just hook up, have fun, you know, go to the movies, go to the grocery store, go to the, you know, go out to eat, go to the park. You know, we just have some chill shit. And I brought her over to my crib, you know, a couple days ago, and we just came from a Chinese spot. You know, we love Chinese, and, everything was cool, man. She's sitting down, you know, enjoying life. She on the computer, surfing the internet. My phone blowing up, you know, it's bitches. Mass bitches always calling me, and that's what she hates. She hates for my phone to be ringing all the goddamn time. But my phone rang on a particular time, and I answered it, and it was Sweets, man. And for y'all that have not been paying attention to the audio logs or the journal, she is now 2 months pregnant by some nigga, you know, and I mean, she's knocked up. So her and this nigga evidently are going through it, and he ain't around to help her do certain shit. But you know, that's my baby, that's my little partner and shit. You know, we ain't boyfriend or girlfriend or whatever, but she got my name tatted on her leg, you know what I'm saying? So I mean, that's what it mean to me. Whenever a bra go ahead and make that move like that, you know, I feel like I'm obligated to step up to the plate whenever she's in need and shit. You know what I mean? She basically put herself on the team. She basically showed a commitment. And so that's what's up, man. So she called me and she said that she was really fucked up. She's really hungry. Didn't have no food in the house. Y'all know the story. And she said that she was craving some cereal and milk. She wanted some Lucky Charms and some milk. I'm like, shit, that ain't nothing, you know what I mean? But I'm on a date with my girl right now, you know what I mean? So you're going to have to wait. Once I get done with LaDonna and shit and I drop her off, I'll swing on by, drop you off the cereal and the milk. Okay, I thought it was over. I thought that, you know, LaDonna would respect that. You know, she knows she pregnant. And I didn't think she'd trip about no motherfucking cereal or milk. You know, that ain't nothing but $8, you know what I'm saying? Shit. That's an $8 goddamn commitment right there. You know, I can stop by, buy the cereal, buy the milk. $8, $8, $9 maybe. You know what I mean? So, about a couple minutes go past, and LaDonna looks at me, and she's like, "We can talk about anything, can't we?" I'm like, "Well, of course we can." And she was like, "See, what I don't really understand, what I don't like, is the fact that when these hoes call you, you jump up and you do for them. But when I call you, you got to give me this big old speech, this big old lecture about why don't your dyke do it?" Okay. I started to let her keep going and shit, but I immediately was filled with a rage. I was livid that the bitch would even open her mouth and say any bullshit like that to me. First of all, you know, comparing her and Sweets as apples and oranges and shit, you know what I mean? The whole situation is different. LaDonna, when this heifer so-called dumped me and left me for that dyke, right? It wasn't a couple weeks later that the bitch was calling me asking for shit. And I was telling her, "Bitch, fuck you. No, you can't get shit from me. Ask your fucking boyfriend, your stud, for the shit. How the fuck you gonna call me after you dump me for a dyke and still ask to get the motherfucking perks and the privileges of being a Fat Max bitch? It don't work that way. You can't get it." So the shit she bringing up is some year old shit. some shit that went down when she first got down with the goddamn lesbian and shit. You know what I mean? And to add further insult to injury, she just moved, you know, closer into the city. She was staying all out in the boondocks. She just moved closer to the city. Now, keep in mind, this is the second time I done saved her, right? The first time she met the dyke. Okay, the dyke was broke. They was both homeless. She was she was living out of the motel. And I saved her ass by giving her, like, $200-$300 for a security deposit. And that was, like, damn near 2 years ago. You know what I mean? And then here she go again. She about to move again. And the dyke can't help her. The dyke still goddamn ain't creating enough revenue to help her move and shit. So what she do? She called me. She need $200 for another security deposit. And I'm like, well, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? You know, you my girl and shit. And, I mean, you do a lot of work for the empire. You know what I mean? Shit. Fuck, you know. Fuck it. Okay, here go the $200. Now, this shit happened, like, just a week ago. Now, here she is, opening her motherfucking dick sucker, telling me that she don't appreciate me. About to go over Sweet's house, drop off some bitch-ass cereal and milk. $8. When I just put $200 in her motherfucking hand so she can move into a new house. What the fuck is wrong with these bitches, man? Well, actually, I found out what was wrong. She was on her period. You know what I mean? And so, you know, bitches is already illogical. And then you throw in that Aunt Flo shit. Oh, my God. It's, you know, it's triple the fucking insanity, man. So we ended up getting into a big ass fucking argument over that shit, man. She was actually really had the nerve to fucking be pissed off. Cause after I was gonna drop her off, after our little rendezvous, I was gonna swing by and give Sweet some fucking food cause she's pregnant. You know what I mean? While she goddamn, man, this half a LaDonna, she's sitting up in the house. You know, I done bought this half a furniture. I done bought her computers. I done bought her, you know, I done helped her move, you know, with the, like I said, with the security deposit shit. And Sweets and all these other bras, they don't get that kind of action, you know what I mean? They don't get that kind of action. Shit. So for her to be like, how come you don't tell her baby daddy to get her some cereal and milk? Why, how come you, I ask, you always say, let your dyke get it. Oh my God, man. So I like I said, I exploded on the bitch. She didn't like that too well. She went off on me. I went off on her. I just ended up taking her back home. And it's been about maybe 2 or 3 days. We ain't even spoke to each other and shit. So now, once again, y'all know how it is, you know. Now, both of y'all sit and y'all wait for the next person to crack. Who's gonna be the first one to pick up the phone and apologize or say hi, whatever. But it ain't gonna be me. It never is me. I'm not on it. Bitch, fuck you. How dare you open your motherfucking mouth and tell me how I can goddamn spend my money, tell me who the fuck I can goddamn take care of in a time of need, when you the biggest spoiledest ass bitch out the whole goddamn bunch. You get more love than any of these motherfucking bitches. God damn it. You shouldn't be getting shit the way you goddamn did me, bitch. You feel me? But that's neither here nor there. That's in the past. And I'm, you know, fuck, I'ma look out irregardless, even though you fucking retarded. You know what I mean? You don't know. Oh my God, I'm seeing red now just thinking about this, half a man. Shit, bitch, I'm here to save you from yourself. That's right, my cape is on, and I'm gonna save you from yourself because you're fucking retarded. God damn it. All right, well, take this out. We'll take me a little break, man. You know, we done talked about Crystal, you know, a.k.a. the Wild Child, and LaDonna, that boss bitch. Fuck. LaDonna, bitch, I love you. I gotta love you, baby. To put up with this fucking horse shit, you better believe it. But goddamn it, you keep it up, and you will be put on punishment and restriction and all that shit. So you need to watch your goddamn mouth talking that fly-ass shit. I don't give a fuck if you was on your period, man. This shit's getting old, for real. God damn, boy. Just put $200 in the bitch hand. Got the nerve and the audacity to get mad because I'm going to take $8 worth of groceries to the next bitch. You done lost your fucking mind, bitch. Fat Mac, I'll be back.
Alexander the Great. He told the Persians they should stay gone. Then he told me about the Oracle of Amon. He gave me no clue where it is. Men fear time, yet time fear the pyramids. He gave me more jewels. He told me that Amenhotep was immortal. I can't overstand hieroglyph, so I called Killer Priest and he told me how to follow it. I walked through the Valley of the Kings with a white robe, white rose and Muali's rings, and your whole team Judas. My robe thin, gold skin like Zeus's. I speak the dialogue of the dead. I practice the same war tactics in King Arthur's head. So let the swordsmen kill the beast. It's the legacy of blood with Vinny Paz and Killer Priest.
I paint flows with the fellas from the wings of angels. Wear ink from Saint Blood. Nigga, you ain't thug. Stare in the face of a king's mug. Crush gate, fill the wine jug. Ill thoughts spill from the mind. The rhyme rolls off the tongue like fine rugs. Let me walk you through this. For the clueless, I'm Shakespearean. With gray earrings, speak like Tiberius. Write novels, spit it like Aristotle. Face half pharaoh and half owl. I took the path to Cairo. Came back with the Dead Sea Gospel. Now known as a dead street apostle. You see them feds through them hollows. Bullets spread till they meet Diablo. Stars in alignment. Priests meet with Jedi mind tricks. Speech to climates when you can't breathe. Stay high off that damn weed. In the mind is where I plant seeds. To grow fruit of kings so brute. Of army troops. Mighty men in celestial suits. You need healing. My mic give you incredible boost. Where I use satellite dishes instead of my alphabetical soup. Plus I use the Big Dipper to take more than one scoop. It's priesthood.
Straight up, we serve justice. So if you can't be trusted, may you return with the dust.
Put your bombs, put your bombs on the altar. Burn them as a sacrifice.
Samarians and the Philistines. This is street gospel. If you don't believe in life on Mars, that mean the beast got you. You don't wanna see me and Killer Priest hostile. You don't wanna see Desert Eve heat pop you. This is Mothman prophecies. Walk back to the sand of Iraq and let the prophet breathe. We turned all our water into toxic seas and walk in war with armor that I copped in Greece. Then I shot the beast with a long arrow. Studied him whole chap to be a strong pharaoh. It's a war when the gods spit. It's a law when I split the icebergs in the Arctic. I don't care what the cause is, and I'ma ride for my fam no matter what the cost is. Yeah,
we serve justice. Vinny Paz,
Killer Priest,
yeah,
Priesthood, Maccabees.
Burn them as a fucker.
Yeah.
Back in this motherfucker, man, back in full of phys ed. That's right, the Max City Limits coming at you live and direct, baby. Well, check this out. Also, I know y'all probably waiting on another update of my girl Afton. Afton, she just got out of prison. She did like a couple years for a drug possession charge and shit. And I gotta really commend her. She basically, she took the rap for another motherfucker, man. You know what I mean? She didn't snitch. She basically got caught with the goods. And all she had to do was just give the police a name and she would have been scot-free, but she wouldn't do it, man. She went ahead and took the goddamn charge, man. And I mean, that says a lot for the female, man. You know what I'm saying? So, fuck. So since she's been out, I've been taking care of her and shit, man. You know, because I like that in a broad, man. You know what I mean? Got some honor about herself and shit. You know, she didn't tell. So, I've been looking out for her. And if you will remember, she has a child now, man. Fuck. I had no idea it had been that long since I'd seen her, man. So, damn, I think her son is like going on 3 years old or something. Or he is 3 or 4 or whatever, but damn, he grown like a motherfucker. I'm like, God damn, has it been that long since I've seen you? And she basically brought up the fact that now that she has a child, you know, she really didn't want to be in the game like that no more. Didn't want to do no more video. But, guess what? Shit, man, time is my friend. They always come back. You know what I'm saying? Shit, she came back and she put on a good show, man. She put on a real good show. So what you saying, Mac? What you saying? I'm saying, man, she back on video, nigga. She doing the goddamn thing. Her fine. She a fine-ass motherfucker, too, boy. Goddamn, she fine. Shit. And she's a little bit better. You know, if you've seen her videos before, she's kind of, you know, she just kind of lay there, man. But she ain't like that now, man. I don't know. Maybe that prison time turned her out or whatever. Or maybe she just been super ultra horny. But her fuck skills done shot up, man, about 15-20 points. Shit, she is really, really, she fucks you back, man. She putting it down now, man. Afton is putting it down. You can definitely see that she is growing into a woman. Her whole attitude is different when it comes to that sex, man. When it comes to that fucking, Afton be putting it down now, boy. It ain't like she's just, you know, she don't look like she's bothered. You know what I mean? Y'all know them old videos of her. She just looked like she wasn't enjoying herself at all. But these new videos is off the fucking hinges, man. She is doing, woo-wee, just a fine motherfucker right there, man. So I got a whole lot of shit going on right now, man, especially with Afton. She gonna be one of the mainstays in the stable, no doubt, man. You know, she been communicating with me. She a little bit more personable now, but only when she's having sex. And that's the one thing I'm finding kind of weird about her is I'm going to change her name to The Mannequin, because if she's not having sex, I mean, she has no emotion at all, man. You know, when you meet her and you talk to her, she don't talk much. She's kind of stares into space. She's always on her cell phone texting. You know, she really don't have much to say. And she's like a mannequin, man. She's just there. Just like, damn, bitch, are you alive? Can you speak? Are you okay? But, you know, the minute the dick come out, boys, she's a whole different fucking animal, man. She's a goddamn beast with this shit now. I mean, damn, for real. But, I mean, just her on some regular shit. I mean, she's not necessarily fun to be around, man. But she's one of the most agreeable chicks in the stable, though, man. I mean, she's never told me no to anything. You know, every time I say, hey, let's go ahead and handle this biz, or let's go ahead and do this or do that, she don't blink, man. She's like, okay, let's do it. So, like I said, either she's the robot, the android, or the mannequin, or whatever the fuck, man. But she just always seems to be on autopilot, man. No emotions. Nothing at all. She just, you know, whatever I say goes. And the only time she's really showing emotion right about now these days is, you know, when she having sex, man, which is cool with me. Shit, man, she is fine too, boy. Ooh wee, shit. And since we talking about Afton, we're gonna have to talk about my girl Ice. Yes, that's right, Ice. Ice is still alive after that bullshit that went down with her and that nigga. She's still alive. She called me. Matter of fact, the day that I picked up Afton, about a week ago, because me and Afton was looking for her, but she had since moved out of her house and moved back to another city to try and escape that nigga. And she said that she was indeed in a coma, and she said that she had to have reconstructive surgery on her face because her nose was broken 3 places and her cheekbone was cracked and all this kind of shit. And that nigga is still at large, and so she's still leery. She's still worried about him and all that kind of shit. But I basically told her, well, anyway, enough of that bullshit. You need to get on over here. You need to meet me and Afton, because y'all need to go ahead and put in some more work and do another video. And, you know, shit, Afton's eyes lit up. she actually showed a little bit of emotion on that one. You know, she couldn't wait to get back with Ice on that so they can go ahead and bang each other with the strap on once again. So I got that in the works. Afton and Ice about to go ahead and, you know, bump pussies, bump clits. Hate to sound crass, but that's basically what's gonna happen. And let me see what else I got. Yeah, I got a Crybaby Nish and Soaking Wet. They about to go ahead and do a Les video also, even though I do have some Les video with them now, but it's incomplete, man. You know, yeah, basically that was like some orgy shit with me, John, Nish, Soaking Wet. You know, we banging on them and shit, but this next shit is gonna be with them basically concentrating on each other, eating the cooch, hitting each other with the strap, you know, all that kind of shit, tongue kissing. I can't believe they second cousins. Oh boy, is that illegal? Shit, I don't know. I think that's far enough removed from the gene pool where that's, you know, shit, I don't know. Let me go on to something else. Right, that shit's weird, man. I don't even understand that shit. But like I said, Crybaby Nish and Soaking Wet, they about to handle their biz on this Les video that's coming up soon. So y'all stick around for that. Y'all stick around for the After and Ice Les video that's coming up. And I want to talk about Precious right now. Matter of fact, fuck that. I'm going to say that for last. I'm going to go ahead and give me some music on in this motherfucker, collect my thoughts. And that's right, baby. The Fat Mac, the Almighty 3XL will be back.
Hey yo, right now we're getting ready to pop it off with this Killer Priest featuring Bloodsport, the Mortal Technique, Stand Still.
Yeah, niggas. Yeah, what up, y'all? Yo, this is Killer Priest. Poppin' niggas. And this is an exclusive for the Orphan album. This is for True Magazine. And a big shout out to J Road out there and all elements. Here you go, baby.
Yo, hey yo, I see you modified your gangsta after seeing me walk. You changed the tone after hearing me talk. Extended your hand and still my aura. You know the guard don't shake on shit. A fool clothing in the glass of water. Though we make love with Jezebels and pray on verses. We move like Yahoo and black excursions. Blood the color of great bodies. Skin tone the color of bronze. I rose from the grave with knives. And if tears with dollars, I feed the children. Replace the White House with a project building. I stand on top of it, signaling the rocket ship. Holding my dick like I locked down the continent. I'm magnetic, I track metal L-shaped objects for hell. Parallel niggas and decks. Yo, my hand like fire in hell after it's shooting. So nigga, if you know like I know, keep it moving, nigga.
Cause I can stand still and watch the world blow up. Cause I can stand still and watch the world blow up. Cause I can stand still and watch the world blow up. Cause I can stand still and watch the world blow up.
Cause I can stand still and watch the world blow up. Fuck that museum heist. Dakota long blowing my palms turning off. Slowly hear the click, then we open it. Flee with the rarest cameras, calling Delestrada. A 50 century painting of Da Vinci's Belladonna. Tie up the palm, my man's in the helicopter. Next to the Russian pilot blowing marijuana. I smell a ganja showing a picture of the Black Madonna. Flying overseas full of squids and marijuanas. Stole a Mona Lisa and roll with phony visas. Disguised as a tourist taking flicks at the Pisa. My cars and my passports read Dr. Philip L. Glasscore at the airport. Where the FBI waiting with their task force. Clear custom, pull a mustache off. A shootout is my last result. Now we back in the air to the metropolis. Project shit, hellhole is bottomless. The beast will crawl out of it. Apocalypse, communist, name remain anonymous. We own the paranoceros, it's obvious. Don't even shoot it if the shot's a risk. They say I'm too Hitchcockian when I spit about the projects we in. I'm Jesus resurrected in a drop top BM. I'm Larry King live from the hood. Showing scene by scene of murder, so what's good?
We'll shock the stairs to watch the world blow up, but then I wouldn't get to see the seeds grow up. Wish I could stand still and watch the world blow up. I'd be the sign that the gates of the world blow up.
Motherfuckers tell me that I live in the last days. Stupid fuck, you think AIDS is the last plague? See, man made God in his own image, culture, language in his own limits, even his own spirit. So we can fool other men into believing in his own gimmicks. I stomp the Atlantic, pivot the planet, while niggas turn their cheek to a Catholic faggot. Mythological gangster, crying that you spit it hard. You get your bitch gang raped by minotaurs. No facade or exaggeration. We were born to rule the world after revelations. You could call it God's wrath from a lost man. Like the Texas Chainsaw Massacre slash. Bars of death when I spit them out. Concentration camp gold ripped out of a Jew's mouth. Melted into Swiss banks, that's how the world works. We like the Mamluk to America's Ottoman Turks. Fill the country to the bottom of birth. Nazi Pope.
Watch the world blow up. I be the sign of the game, so the world blow up.
Next item up for discussion. Next item up for discussion will be that big booty cutie, Precious. Ah, boy. Oh my God, man. I'm getting way too old for this shit. Way too old for this shit. Well, basically, let me go ahead and break this shit down, man. I got a good story about this. Precious called me up, man, about a week ago and shit, you know, wanting to put in work. But I really wasn't in the mood to have her put in no work, you know what I mean? Because basically, on the real, I was fucking with Afton and shit, you know what I mean? So I try not to be a nasty ass nigga and just be fucking on just all kinds of bitches all week and shit, you know what I mean? I like to concentrate on one female at a time, but I wasn't going to just leave her hanging and shit because it was obvious that she needed money and shit. So I just say, you know, what, goddamn what you need, you know what I'm saying? Holler at me and shit, you know? You part of the stable, you know, you part of the crew, so what you need, right? So she basically told me that she needed some gas money. She was fucked up and shit. She was no longer fucking with this or that nigga that was helping her, you know, get by with her finances and shit. So she needed help. So I said, come on by, you know, pick up this 30 spot. Pick up the 30 spot, boom, she's in the wind. Allegedly, she uses it for gas money. Okay, then the next day, you know, she called me up talking about, you know, I'm free. I ain't doing nothing. What you want to do? Shit, let's go, you know, go out and eat and all this kind of shit. And I'm like, what, you treating? She like, no, I ain't got no money. So I'm like, cool, fuck it. You know, we'll go out. You know, so we went ahead and had breakfast. Man, you know, I paid. And then miraculously, you know, man, she needed some more money all of a sudden. She was like, you know what? My car is about to break down. I think I need a new water pump or thermostat or some bullshit. You know what I mean? She said basically she needed like $30 more to go with the other $30 that she had. I don't know how much any of them car parts cost, man, but fuck it. I was like, okay, fuck it. Here you go. Gave her another $30 and shit. And then after that, about 2 days later, she calls me up and she basically said, and this is like 2 a.m, man. She called me up talking about, I really need your help. I'm like, fuck. I'm like, okay. I'm like, what the fuck going down, man? So she said, I let this dude borrow my car all day because he was going to give me some money to drive my car. And he never came back with it. And I've been calling him all day. But I know where the car is at. I just ain't got a ride to go get it. Can you help me, please? That is 2 a.m, you know what I mean? And I'm like chilling and shit. I'm relaxing in my spot. I'm thinking, bitch. You know, I'm like, damn, I hit you with the gas money, you know that. I hit you with some more money and so-called get your car fixed and shit. Now you want to disturb my motherfucking peace and get me up out of my shit to go on a goddamn recon mission to go find your fucking car at 2 a.m. and shit? Right off the grip, I basically tell her like this. I'm like, you know what? You know, because she already know about the tattoo shit, about my tattoo babies and shit. I said, you know what? This right here, this is some tattoo shit. And she's like, excuse me? I'm like, this is the kind of shit I only do for my bitches with the tats. You know what I mean? I was serious. I'm like, this is real talk. I mean, if you want me to go above and beyond the call of duty, you know what I mean? You got to be in my special club for real because, man, this ain't what's happening. So she starts pitching the bitch. She's like, oh, please, please. You know, because I helped her get a job. She was being a waitress and shit. And the place where we went to eat breakfast, I helped her get that job and shit. And she had to be to work that next morning. And I'm like, well, fuck, man. Let me help her out because she ain't got no job. Or she need to keep this job, so she gotta have transportation. So get him a car, go pick her up. We go to where her car is at. She got a spare key, and she basically steal her car back. I mean, the most ghetto ass, stupid ass shit ever. You know what I mean? And so, what else went down today? Well, basically today she called me again, right? And then she wanted me to sign some stupid ass shit about, I don't know, she used to go to the job center, and in order for her to get her welfare reinstated, she had to have a certain place of residence, and she couldn't, no one would let them use their residence as a home address or some shit. So she came over and was begging and pleading for me to, you know, sign on the dotted line and say that she lived with me and all this kind of shit. And I just said, oh, wait. Pump the brakes, goddammit. I'm like, you just asking way too much shit of a nigga right now, for real. I'm like, when are we going to the goddamn tat shop? And when are you goddamn getting tatted up? Because, I mean, you ain't part of the crew. Fuck that. There's no way I'm treating you better than the bitches that got tatted up. That's not how it roll and shit. So she like had the nerve to get all indignant about the shit. So you want me to get a punk ass tattoo just to goddamn, you know, get some favors? I'm like, you goddamn right. Shit, you know what I'm saying? It's like this. Well, if y'all bitches don't understand what's going on here, you have nothing to bargain with. You can't bargain with the pussy because I got tons of pussy. You have no money. Your car's broke down. You have no place of residence. Now, who the fuck is this? Hold on. Man. Oh, my God. That's Wild Child texting a nigga. Hey, yeah, hold on, y'all, man. Because I might be able to get some pussy. Hold on. All right, where was I at? Yeah, basically, females, look, you ain't got shit to bargain with. You don't really have shit that I want, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, this relationship, it needs to be a two-way street. And you basically, you're not doing shit for me. You feel me? You're not, I mean, other than you putting in work, I mean, that's about it. And I really don't need work from a lot of y'all, you know what I'm saying? You know, your time is coming gone. I'm not trying to be an asshole, but I'm like, you got to bring something to the table, baby. And all I require is for you to show some allegiance, to show some loyalty in the cause. Because if you're going to have me getting up at 2 in the fucking morning, burning my gas, digging in my pockets, giving you money, signing my name on a dotted line for you to do this and then, bitch, you gonna have to get a tat. Yeah, because you ain't giving me no money. You're broke as fuck. You can't give me a ride because your car don't work. You can't give me a place to lay my head because you ain't even got your own spot. So, yes, I do require a little something that basically says you belong to Big Mike. You Big Mike's motherfucking property because basically I'm putting in the work. I'm basically investing in you. I'm spending way too much time, way too much money on that ass. And if I'm going to do that, then you need to get inked up, bitch. And how in the fuck are you going to even cut your eyes and roll your neck at anything that I say? Because it just kills me, the audacity of some of you motherfucking broads. Man, look, you got 800 kids. You see what I'm saying? And then you sitting up there like you got options. No, you don't have options. Who in their right motherfucking mind gonna wipe you up? Huh? And this is some real talk. This is some motherfucking real shit right here. Because a lot of you broads getting way too goddamn out of control and out of hand with this shit, man. Acting like, you know, somebody is like you some sort of goddamn prize or something and shit. You know. I fucking hate when I do that. I don't understand y'all, you know. You know, damn, man. You sitting there, ain't got shit to your name, ain't doing shit in life, steady cranking out kids by different niggas, and then you want to motherfucking snap your motherfucking neck when I tell you what needs to be done to get on my motherfucking team and shit. When I'm the only nigga actually out there goddamn putting in work to keep your motherfucking ass afloat so that you don't goddamn drown. You know what I mean? Shit. No, you are not going to get the same treatment Nish and Sweets gets. It's not happening. Mm-mm. Go fuck yourself. No. Want me to dig in my pockets? Want me to sign my name on a dotted line? Want me to goddamn burn my gas? Put mileage on my car? And you got the nerve want to... I gotta get a tattoo, get all of that shit. Yeah, bitch. You gonna get inked up. Fuck. Well, I'm just saying that's what happened with me and Precious, man. You know, motherfuckers be taking kindness for weakness, man. Y'all understand this shit is based on the merit system. You know, a bitch gets what she gives. If she's giving Big Mike love, then she gonna get that back. You know what I mean? Shit, it ain't just that easy just to goddamn get up in my face and say, I want this with your hand out and I'm gonna give it to you. That's not what's happening. Shit, you gonna earn that shit, bitch. You gonna earn it. And Precious, you didn't earn it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Special dedication to all my street soldiers. Professor X, Overseer, Brother J, Solomon Grundy, Sun Riders Unite. Yeah, let the people know we still 059. Pink turn black, upgrade the whip and shine polish to the lack. New day and time, break bread and toast wine. Sundial speaks, son, it's been a long time. Master plan of the beast, late design. I'm saddling up to put that twist and rewind. Last samurai guard, my horse is Abusa. G-Force rider, revolutionary, the speaker, abuser. Duda to tutor, I kick this game to high gear. Warp 9, next stop is the future. My black boots travel time like Aslan, fighting for mortal man. At the crossroads with the crew called plan. X on the best, so there's no second guess. My moves stay muddy, but my game stay fresh. And beyond rap game is still freedom or death.
From take the hills to the hills to the Tibet mountains, let them all know we still
black boots stomping.
ATL to Detroit, from Brooklyn to Compton,
we all want freedom, we black boots stomping.
Left, right, left to the rhythm of the drum. To keep no common, straight revolution. Five senses clean in the temple of the sun. We ride as we rockin' and
rockin'. Black boots stomping. The pace of fire reaching the flames. Heel toe, nigga. Observe how we step. Nothing changed. Same wreck. New age of time. Calling for new manners. Same vibe, new flow. Same brothers, new hammers. Chiseling mold, forming these young souls into strong black soldiers. Fortified to hold us. Gone, brothers. Commence with the bang. It's a grand verbalizer. Big grunt thing. Memories of my ancestries will provide energies that the grunt soon needs. So me, I'ma climb. Snap them limbs off the trees you were hung. Using the bang the drums. Trying to bring that soul back, yo, we need that. Try to keep the soul black, get no feedback. But maybe if I band with my brothers, close my hand for the others, raise it high, you reply. Strong brothers coming through with the cat's eye. Trying to make my people jump like the Maasai. Smooth strut like a pharaoh from Kemet. Till I think back to young Yusef, Gavin, and Emmett. That's when the steps get intensified. It's best applied when my anger's up. Solomon had a choice. He turned down the loop. Creator gave him wisdom and a pair of black boots to stomp.
From the hills to the hills to the Tibet mountains, let them all know we still
black boots stomping.
ATL yeah. To Detroit, from Brooklyn to Compton, we all want freedom, we
black boots stomping.
Left, right, left to the rhythm of the drum. To keep no common, straight revolution. Five senses clean in the temple of the sun.
Straight banger. Beans One. Solomon Grundy. PXO. Grand Verb, baby. Dark Sun.
Firmly handle this.
What you like the fun for?